Good evening. I have spent probably more of my day than I should have, including while I was at work, talking to a handful of very cute and encouraging people today. So I've decided to do my first audio. I will be reading a very boring article while using my vibe, and let's see how far I get. The article is not in my field, so there will be, no bias of priming. With the topic or any unfamiliar words, you'll get to listen to me just, struggle through like any regular old ding dong. The article we'll be reading today is called Estimating Topic Modeling Performance with Sharma Mittal Entropy. It was in the Journal Entropy 2019, in their special issue Informational Theoretical Models in Data Mining. The vibe I'll be using today is a purple Laylow. And yeah, here we go. Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. All right. All right, the vibe is on. Here we go. The internet, and particularly social networks, generate a huge amount of data of different types, such as images, text, or table data. A large amount of collected data becomes comparable to physical mesoscopic systems. Correspondingly, it becomes possible to use machine learning methods based on methods of statistical analysis to analyze such data. Topic modeling, henceforth TM, is a popular machine learning approach to soft clustering of textual or visual data, the purpose of which is to define the set of hidden distributions in texts or images and to sort the data according to these distributions. To date, a relatively large number of probabilistic topic models with different methods of determining hidden distributions have been developed, and several metrics for measuring the quality of topic modeling results have been formulated and investigated. The lion's share of the research. Okay, I'm just gonna stop for a minute and say that, the lion's share is a shitty term, and the reviewer shouldn't have let this go in the article. Moving on. The lion's share of the research on topic modeling has focused on the use of probabilistic models, such as variance of. Wow, one paragraph and it's getting hard already. Latent Dirichlet Allocation, or LDA, and probabilistic latent semantic analysis, PSLA. Therefore, we study and provide numerical experiments for these data for these models. Non-probabilistic algorithms, such as non-negative matrix factorization, can also be applied to the task of topic modeling. However, NMF approaches are less popular due to their inability to produce generative models. Other problems of NMF models were described in 4 and 5. You're not even going to link it. Who are these scientists? At the same time, despite broad usage of probabilistic topic models in different fields of machine learning, they too possess a set of problems limiting their usage for big data analysis. Okay, so we're one paragraph in, I've turned it up, and it's already getting a little hard to focus. Let's keep going. A fundamental problem of probabilistic topic modeling is finding the number of components in the mixture of distributions, since the parameter determining this number has to be set explicitly. A similar problem arises to the NMF approach, since factorization rank has to be chosen. A well-known exception is the hierarchical Dittrich process model, positioned by the authors as able to select the number of topics automatically. However, this class of models possesses a set of hidden parameters, which, according to the authors themselves, can influence the results of determining hidden distributions and the optimal number of topics correspondingly. Okay, so they're just gonna say that and they're not gonna provide any empirical evidence. Once again, I think I chose a really shitty article to get off of too, but that's neither here nor there. The second unsolved problem in probabilistic topic modeling is a certain level of semantic instability resulting from the ambiguity in retrieving the multidimensional density of the mixture of distributions This ambiguity means that different runs of the algorithm on the same source data lead to different solutions. Solutions may differ both in terms of word and text compositions of the resulting topics, which is usually incompatible with reliability requirements set by topic model end users. Oh my god. I just need a second. The problems that have non-unique or non-stable solutions are termed ill-posed. Let us mention that NMF is also an ill-posed problem since factorization is not unique. A general approach to avoiding multiple solutions is given by Tikhonov regularization. The essence of regularization is to redefine prior information that allows for narrowing the set of solutions. Regularization is implemented by introducing restrictions on hidden distributions, by modifying the sampling procedure, by using a combination of conjugate functions, or by incorporating different types of regularization procedures into the algorithm. However, introduction of the regularization procedure, although it may contribute to higher stability, may also lead to the problem of determining regularization coefficients of probabilistic topic models, since these parameters are, again, to be set by user explicitly. All this leads users of machine learning methods to an understandable mistrust towards the obtained results. Okay, paragraph 3. Gonna turn it up even more. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. The above problems naturally affect the quality of topic modeling. Currently, the main methods for determining the quality of topic models are Gibbs-Shannon entropy, Kullback-Leiber divergence, log likelihood, the Jaccard index, semantic coherence, and relevance. However, each of these metrics measures only one aspect of topic modeling performance. It is known that the distribution of words, at least in European languages, satisfies the so-called zip flaw, a power law distribution, which is a characteristic of complex systems, i.e. of systems with non-Markov processes. It is known that the most effective way to investigate the behavior of a complex system is application of mathematical formalism borrowed from the theory of non-additive systems. The goal of our research is thus to propose a metric that would be able to both measure different aspects of topic model performance at the same time and would be more adequate for textual complex systems. For this, we adapt the mathematical formalism of non-extensive statistical physics, namely the Sharma-Mittal entropy, and apply it for the analysis of the results of the machine learning methods. We show that our metric combines the functionality of several existing metrics and is embedded in a more theoretically grounded approach. Okay, next paragraph, turning it up even more. Oh, fuck y'all. Shit. Oh my god, and we're getting to... They're defining variables. I'm fucked. Before passing to our research, we briefly discussed the basics of topic modeling and introduced notations. The key idea of topic modeling is based on an assumption that any large document collection contains a set of topics or semantic clusters, while each word and text of a collection belongs to each topic with a certain probability. This gives topic modeling an important ability to co-cluster both words and topics by documents simultaneously. Topics are defined as hidden distributions of both words and texts that are to be restored from the observed co-occurrences of words and texts. Mathematically, topic models are based on the following propositions. Oh, God. Let D be a collection of textual documents with D documents and W be a set dictionary of all unique words with W elements. Each document, D subset of D, is a sequence of terms, W sub subset, fuck, no, subtext 1 to W subset N from dictionary W. This is This is fucked up. I can't be expected to do math when I'm just, laying here naked in my closet with a vibrator, getting off for people on the internet. Fuck. Oh my God. Keep reading. I just want to come now. Fuck, I just want to come now. Fuck this article. Fuck it. I don't care. Fuck, I just want to come. Oh, fuck, I'm super wet. This is gonna ruin me anytime I have to read this shit for work. I'm gonna think about getting off in my closet for all of you fucking hot nerds. Every time any of you hot nerds see someone talking about statistics, I want you to think of this. I want you to think of me. Naked in my closet after a hard day of work, failing to read about math and getting off. What if one of you walked in on me just like this? What would you do? What would you do to me? I'm already naked. I'm already super fucking wet. I'm already 90% to coming. I want to know what you'd do. Turn it up even more. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Oh fuck, I kind of wish someone would just burst in here right now and look at me and see what I'm doing and throw this fucking iPad with this stupid fucking article. Guys, the article wasn't even good. I need to pick higher quality science to get off to. Anyway, I'm someone to just fucking burst in here. Kick aside this shitty article and fuck me. God. Oh my God. Just turned it up more. I can barely take it. Fuck, I can barely take it. Fuck. Oh fuck, I'm getting so close. Oh. Why is it being stubborn? Ah, oh, fuck. My pussy's mad that I read it bad science. Fuck, I'm right on the edge. Oh, I really wish someone's fucking hand, tongue, or cock would just push me over the edge. I wish one of you would push me over the edge. Which one of you wants my cum all fucking over you? Oh, which one of you wants to lick it up and then kiss me with it? This feels so fucking good. Oh, but I just want to come and I'm just fucking on the edge still and I just want to fucking come. Oh, I'm using two hands now. This would be so much better with, you know, two or three more sets of hands. Fuck, I'm being tortured. This is not fair. I just want to go. This is agonizing. Oh fuck, I was so wound up all day. Why can't I just come? Why can't I just come? Oh god. Oh. Legs are shaking and everything. I just, oh my God. I'm just hanging on the edge here and I hate it. God, imagine just how easily one of you could fucking finish me off. Oh, fucking shaking mess I am right now. Just fucking finish me off. Does this thing go up anymore? I need anything. Wet, actively fucking dripping, and I just can't come. Out of patience. I just need this now. Oh fuck, it's taking so long that my vibrator's dying. If this fucking thing dies before I come, I'm gonna jump out a window. Oh, I can do this. I can fucking do this. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Strangers on the internet. But I hope you enjoy, and I hope you'll come back.